Good morning. This is the December 18th, 2010. Continuing with the Parayan, the detailed study of Aptavani 9 in the presence of Pujya Nirumai and Deepak Bhai, DVD translation from Simandar City. We have been discussing the pages on Garavta, chapter 6. And somewhere on page 370, the Parayan happened on 2005, and this is DVD number 8, parts 22, 23, 24, and curtains so we can read here. Uh-huh. When one becomes The line of demarcation and the relative in the yes, it is happening normally. You know, just hold this one for a minute. What do we? All you have to do is to remain Lagutam. You have to become Lagutam only. In the relative, all you have to do is to. In the relative, you just have to become Lagutam. In the relative, if you become the lowest of the lowest, Lagutam, then you will attain a lot of beautiful beauty in the Have you become Lagutam at all? Now you need to become Lagutam. Do you want to become Lagutam or Gurutam? No, I want to become Lagutam. But you said you want this and you want that. How can you really become Lagutam if you want something? But you have all the stock of Gurutam only. You want to become a Guru only. Now that she says, I have become the Lagutam. There is nothing. In this Vignan you can get your work done. But our Akram Vignan says that if in the relative you become, when you become Lagutam, the self is Gurutam. So there is no need to make the self Gurutam. It is necessary for you to become Lagutam. Questioner, if one becomes Lagutam and then the self, the S capital self will become the Gurutam, but the soul by nature is Aguru Lagu, is it not? This is those who try to become gurus, they really suffered. That is what Nirumai just made a comment on.
Mm-hmm.
if you have any kind of this conflict with anyone, or if you like your worldly interaction with someone, there is a sense that you may want to become a guru, gurutam. You have to recognize that, you know, the most important thing is that you want to become a laghu, in other words, very, very low in your relatively worldly interactions. You do not... Okay, so page 272, the one who has attained the state of devaluation, devaluating himself in the relative, becomes the absolute in the real. Therefore, devaluation in the relative is needed. You need to really devalue everything that is in the relative, says Deepak Bhai. If you give any value to the relative, you are going to enter into the gurutam mode, in the guru, superiority mode. Enjoyed everything, says Niruma. You may eat, drink and enjoy, but there must be devaluation. Page 372, where there is total lagutam, there is the state of the absolute. Yes, but if you like something... Yeah, but you see, now the Deepak Bhai says, if you like something to eat, eat it, but devalue it and then eat it. You know, where eat it, but devalue it and eat it. Don't say, when will I get it again? I love this man. Instead, say, what's the value of it, and then eat it. And that it is just an internal adjustment. Does the valuation of the rupee that happens sometimes affect people? Life goes on. Sometimes there is devaluation, sometimes there is evaluation, elevation. But does that affect people in the large? Similarly, there is no harm in devaluing the relative life. On the contrary, when there is nothing but gain, there is nothing but you just have to live happily. First, just look at me. I'm sitting here having gone through the process of devaluation. What fun it is. So now what am I saying? Your absolute state will blossom as your devaluation of the relative increases. So is this not the easiest way? Is anything difficult in this? There is nothing else to understand here, and lagutam will not make you worry about anything. See, is there any worry about money after devaluation? Before, how many worries did you have when there was valuation? People had anxieties and fear about being attacked on their way to the bank. Now there is nobody there to attack and no worries. There is no problem after devaluation. If you are a millionaire, but you have to but you know how to maintain humility, if you know how to sit low, you begin to become lagutam, very humble in your other ways. You will become gurutam at the other end as capital self. The one who tries to be lagutam in the relative, very low in the relative, will become gurutam, very high in the real, in the inside. His state will become absolute. You do not have to do anything in order to become gurutam from inside. So in your worldly direction, where you want to say anything, just keep in mind, there is no living being smaller than myself. I am the smallest. If you maintain this awareness, it is more than enough. If you become lagutam only, then you will attain the main state, and only then will the state of the absolute self, Paramatma, become yours. Therefore, the state of the Lord is to become complete lagutam. When you attempt to become lagutam in the relative life, then you will naturally become gurutam and absolute. The absolute state of the self will manifest naturally, and it will become exact naturally. If you really want to become... Have you ever seen a Lagutam Purush to this world? Dada is Lagutam, is he not? Yes, Dada Shri says, yes, that's all. All you need to do is to see this Lagutam Purush and become like him. What else? You do not have to learn anything else from here. Our Mahatmas have understood that Dada has taught Lagutam the state of ultimate humility. Now Dada himself has become Lagutam, so others have no choice but to become Lagutam too. correct? And that is the only goal one should decide on. If you want to attain eternal bliss, then nothing else needs to be done in the world. We are sitting in the Lagutam state, the egoless state, the in the relative world, and we are telling you also to become just that. We are not saying anything else. And we estimate that it is going to take you a year or so to become Lagutam. Dada, but to become Lagutam is no ordinary feat. Dada, she says, no, it is not that big a feat. Once you have decided, I want to become Lagutam, the mind, the intellect, the chit and the ego will all go only in that direction. Thus, they will all proceed in the direction of the decided goal. But if you say, I want to go to the Santa Cruz right now, then the non-self complex will go there. Therefore, decide the goal. Nobody in the entire world will ever make a decision to attain the state of the ultimate humility, the Lagutam. Our Mahatmas, page 374, our Mahatmas are the only ones who would make this decision that they want to become the most humble and the lower than the lowest of all human beings, because they have attained the S capital self, and the people out there in the world are under the illusion that Nirma says in 1987, Dada told me, Dada suddenly said something to Nirvan. Why is Nirubhen so full of herself? Not in a negative manner, but really energized about the S capital self, Kumari. She says, why is Nirubhen so energized inside, which kind of shows on the outside? It is a Kumari. Yeah. Why is she so? But it is a spilling over in the relative of a real state that... Dada, she says, Nirma says, when my father expired, Balubhai, then Dada had told me, Dada had put his hand on me. He says, go, this is your father, I'm your father. You see, and from that day onwards, I felt like I had the, from there, that means he's my father, he's my father, and so he's over me, and so what do I have to fear? He is, and the one in whom the Lord of the 14 worlds is expressed is my father. Do I have to, so that is a Kumari. Kumari means, Kumari. Dada, 20 years later, asked me about Kumari. Kumari means this inner energized state which spills over in the external. It kind of keeps you. 20 years later, Dada talked about this Kumari. Why is Nirubhen having so much Kumari, this sense that she is something? Nirubha, somebody is asking question. Whatever may be one's profession, this gentleman, this is so. This is the doctors feel like there's something. This guy is a physician in UK. The gentleman who is reading, so he says, you know, this helpless patients come to you, and the doctor feels like he's kind of semi-god, is he not, or almost a god? And especially when he treats him, he says, see, I saved you, you know, I took care of you. And so every time the patient meets him, he says, you know, sir. He almost bends over to the ground and says, you're the one who saved me, you're the one who saved me. His family members say, he's the one who saved my son or my brother, etc. So, but with this Gnan, but if you proceed with Gnan, then this Kumari business will go. The vigor of non-fluctuating spiritual energy is what we have called Kumari. But even also Niruma, Deepak Bhai says, Dada would really kind of mold you. He will sometimes say, who made you an engineer? He would tell Deepak Bhai, who made you an engineer? What do you know about engineering? Or he would tell Niruma, who made you a doctor? You don't know anything about a doctor being medicine. So this was the way the Gnani would mold the unnecessary ego that would rise. So it says, yes, you should have that inner intent only. So, yes, this man will arise. Is it okay for you to hold it? Yes. The man will arise, this pride will arise. If you put place devaluation in the relative, then we need to, are you a doctor? If somebody says doctor, are you a doctor? Rajini is a doctor, Siddharth is a doctor, I'm not the doctor, why should I need to take any credit? So the more you devalue the relative, then you'll rise higher. But if you say I'm the doctor, then you're not going to be able to say I am, you can devalue it. So devalue this mind, speech, body complex only. It is, says the Prabhupada, just change the belief that I'm a doctor, I'm a lady, I'm very smart, I can know certain things. So devalue, in all of this I'm not present at all. So in order to, you leave the things as they are, leave the body as it, but to kind of move away from the relative, one of the good technique is to devalue it. When you place value to it, it forces you to become Siddharth, it forces you to move into that. He says, you just keep on saying, this is Deepak's, this is not mine. Somebody says, oh, Siddharth, you did such a beautiful thing. He says, no, it is Siddharth did it. And Mangad Das, this physical body complex of Siddharth is under the confluence of scientific circumstantial evidences, and the ego intellect complex, which is a middleman called the Bhavo, you should tell him, did you do it or the SCA do it? Because it is a middleman who wants to take the credit. The pure soul doesn't want. So get hold of the middleman who says, I did it, I like it. You see. In other words, tell the Bhavo, the middleman, that you didn't do it. And this body complex of Gayatri is under the influence of scientific circumstantial evidences. So if you make a three-way split, Niruma here. I met a gentleman, somebody told me that he had met me, and then finally he met me after Gnan. Now, next, another way of looking at it. Those who have not received this Gnan, do they have this Guru Tambhav and Lagu Tambhav? This. The laborer in the. Okay, so what's your name? If you ask the laborer, he'll say, my name is Lalvo. Lalvo. I mean, just an ordinary. He just kind of puts his name. And then you ask the man in the village head, he'll say, I'm Lalu Bhai. It's the same thing. His name is Lalu Bhai, but he says, I'm just Lalvo. If you ask a professor, I'm the Lalu Bhai, lawyer, Lalu Bhai, advocate. So the higher you rise, you want to make distinctions in your name only. And the one who says, I'm Lalvo, he just has an ordinary ego only. He doesn't really have any more than a simple ego. Who are you? I'm just Lalvo, the servant. The village head will say, I'm Lalu Bhai. And then somebody who is a professional says, I'm Lalu Bhai, the lawyer, I'm Lalu Bhai, the doctor. So he says, so various gradations of the ego are described here in this book also. Says Nirumas. So when I says I'm Lalu Bhai, that is the pride is arising. And then I'm Lalu Bhai, the lawyer, that means it is. So then it has gone into Abhiman, the extra pride. So these are the degrees of the pride. And so I'm Lalvo, that means it's just ego only. So then therefore the whole world is in the Guru Tambhav only. The entire world is mired into this. They do not have the understanding of this chapter 6 of Lagutam Gurutam. Everybody is trying to become a guru or a master of somebody else only, is it not? They do not want to get out of it. This is, by the way, chapter 6, Lagutam Gurutam, page 374 of Aptavani 9, English. And we had a Shibir, says Niruma. Somebody was asked, and we were in a small train, meter gauge train. It was around 2:30 in the night, in the morning. Dada was with me, says the. And in the train. And we were just talking. And then Dada talked about Lagutam at that time. Dada said, I am the Lagutam. One guy was, so one sadhu was sleeping on the upper berth in the train. Laghutam? He just jumped down. Who is this Laghutam? Who is this person who is saying I am Laghutam? I have just heard it for the first time. I have heard this term for the first time. This is a new talk. He was so interested in this thing. He was, and so Deepak Dada in the middle of the night did an hour and a half satsang with the guy. Laghutam. People talk about Laghu, but nobody knows. People enter into competitiveness. They enter into the race course of the horses. Nirma, another question. Somebody asking a question. Somebody just finished, cut off the link between that satsang, the description that Dada Niruma was talking about. Because if you, 334, Dada says that if you believe that I am Gnani, then you will become a Gnani. If you believe that I am a Tirthankar, you will become, you know, that. So the greater of your awareness of Dada, the more you will become. If you say he is just an ordinary man, then you will get only that. Then if you say he is an Acharya, you will become like an Acharya. If you think that he is your ultimate liberator, you become that. Does it happen through reading and satsang too? And so then as you get your own experiences through the words of Dada, then you will rise higher in your acceptance of Dada as something much more than what you have believed. Because as we read all of these things, do we not like this? Do we wonder about the beauty of Dada as we listen to all of this? And so therefore, so the higher you hold Dada, the better it will be. Another question. Okay, next question. Okay. The grandeur of the state of the Laghutam is the heading. Next, the heading now. Therefore, after I have given you this line of demarcation and adjustment of relative and real has been established, now there should exist within you the Kumari. In brackets, the answer is the vigor of the non-fluctuating spiritual energy of the state of the Laghutam. Kumari of what? The whole world has external Kumari, an aura of superiority. But about being Gurutam, and what is your Kumari, then it is that of being Laghutam. So there is nothing else to it. You can do your professional work, you can do whatever you want to do, but inside you should have tell your Akshasbhai. If you have to tell Siddharth, do your work, enjoy your breakfast, do everything, keep doing your work, but from within, keep the separation. And you are very high within, but externally you are the lower than the lowest. This is Laghutam. So keep talking to Siddharth in that shit. Yes, you can talk to Rajni Bhai. Keep on doing your professional work as a physician, but you should be separate. You, Y capital, as the S capital self, are separate, guiding the doctor, guiding the lawyer, guiding whoever your file number one is. So this is it. Now, okay, now people say, next one, people say, behold the Kumari of Dada. There is Kumari in the state of ignorance, but this too is a state of Kumari, is it not? It is Kumari that can never change, not even for a second. No matter when you look at him, Dada looks the same. Circumstances may change, but not Dada. Ultimately, you will have to become like him. That should be your goal. So I have given you this line of demarcation, and now you remain in the Kumari, in the vigor of the non-fluctuating spiritual energy of the S capital self from inside. You see, if you have a big bank balance, then periodically you keep remembering, oh, I've got this much in the bank, you become tight from external. I'm something, I've achieved, maybe I've attained something. That is the external Kumari, that is a nonsense Kumari, that is the Kumari of superiority, which is the world has. But you know, Vedada is talking about an internal Kumari, an internal state of spiritual energy which energizes you from within, that makes you to remain as continuously Laghutam in your sight. So, The question of Lagutam. So people have a kumari of Gurutam anyway, but what kind of kumari should you have of Lagutam? Answer, Dadashri. Yes, but do not keep a kumari of your material wealth. It has to become the kumari of Lagutam. Can you handle that? Yes, I can, Dadashri. In this science, you can get your sons and daughters married. That is, you can carry on with your worldly life and celebrate everything. Nothing will hinder you, Y capital, in this relative world at all. And you, Y capital, are in a state of Lagutam. So go ahead and celebrate with as much pomp as you want to, because where does your kumari lie? It lies in the Lagutam. Those who have had the kumari of the Gurutam have problems, but those who have kumari of Lagutam will remain free for sure. To attain the self is verily the Gurutam. Yes, capital. Now there's a heading on page 375. When one becomes, if anybody is having problems, it is Siddharth, not you, right? Says Niruma. Yes, sir. You see, you have separated. He says, you, because you believe you are Siddharth, that is the problem. In the residual discharge process also, you have to move away from this belief, the residual discharging belief that I am Kimochi, I am. Questioner, if one becomes Lagutam for the worldly, but the self will become Gurutam, but the self by nature is Aguru Lagu, neither heavy nor light. Dadashri says it is Aguru Alagu, but that is a different perspective. What does Gurutam mean? It means to proceed towards the state of Aguru Alagu, that is Gurutam. To proceed towards the center, which is neither heavy nor light, that is called Gurutam. But is not Aguru Lagu, is the self not Aguru Lagu in reality, neither heavy nor light? Now this is, now it is different. In this is, now Niruma is now says, make the splitting. Who? I, the middleman, and Mangaldas, the physical body complex. Now let's take it in that separation. The main problem, it is the Bao, the middleman with the ego intellect complex wants to become the Guru. The superior attitude, I am something. And then on the basis of that, the Mangaldas, the body complex, is affected. Yes. It says the whole bhav, the intent is of the middle one who wants to exercise superiority. For that one, that is the one who needs to be brought out. He is the ignorant one. He is the Agnani bhav. And so then once you make him Lagutam, then he will become the Gnani Bhavo. The middleman, once the middleman sublimates his ego, he will become the Gnani Bhavo, the middleman. The original self, the original I, is beyond all of these states of Lagutam and Gurutam. Its nature is absolutely Aguru and Alagu. It is absolutely neither heavy nor light. It is just the pure, blissful, knower-seer of everything that is happening. It does not have these relative valuations of the right or the wrong, or the good or the bad, or the heavy or the light. Questioner. But is not Aguru Lagu Supan related? Dadashri says no. Now that's different. Its absolute state is Aguru Lagu, and in the worldly interaction, Vyavahar, it becomes Lagutam, and then Gurutam in the state is in the real. I easily remain Lagutam in the relative, and the self within is Gurutam anyway. Okay. Questioner, give us an example of you having become Lagutam in the relative realm, Dada. Dada, she says, for example, we are verily the open talking. Yes, okay, thank you. Are we not? For example, are we not the talking Upanishad? We are the talking Puran. Are we not? I will explain what it means to become Lagutam in the relative perspective. Say if someone is giving you a ride in a car and one of his relative comes along, he tells you to get out of the car because of his relative, then you should do so without being affected. A little later he tells you, get back in the car so you can get inside the car. Again the relative comes along and he tells you to get out. Again you get out, in and out. This, if this happens 10 times, what happens usually to people? They will get upset, they will get terribly upset, will it not? Dada? Yes, I will be very upset in the first time around, Dada. She says, and we, the Gnani, will remain the same, unperturbed, even if they were to do so to us 27 times. We will get out and we will get back in because we have become Lagutam. We have become absolutely humble. This is the foundation of Akram Science. This is the next page. Lagutam is our center. Gurutam is attained. gained while sitting comfortably in that center. Lagutam means lower than the lowest. Nirma says the testing will come to you. Somebody giving his experience now? Dimple. In the Gnan Pela, I used to. So, for 27 times, he found out the entire science of competitiveness in this, and now the exact proof is after Gnan. The Niruma, 27 times he is thrown in and out of car and he is not affected. The Niruma says he does not have any power. Dada is egoless. There is no middle one to catch this. His ego is gone. Okay, but you know, Deepak Bhai says, yeah, he'll say if somebody is giving a ride, he has the hope that he'll be made to sit in the front rather than in a squeezed seat in the back. Dada used to say that, you know, Dada, when he used to go into a marriage, he would take a seat in the back rather than the front, because he knows the front seats he will be asked to move. This is before Gnan. Niruma says, now after Gnan, you already still have pride. So, we don't need to do any physical interactions. And so, because Dada used to do before Gnan, that he would take a back seat rather than a front seat. It is the ignorance that is pulling you out. The Gnan, if you take a back seat in a hall, it is your ignorance that's taking you out, because you still believe I'm the doer. I have to take a back seat. It is an internal state of letting go rather than a back seat in the front or a front seat, is it not? The evidence are such, Niruma. Let us take the observation only, says. Why don't we just check inside and see how we are affected when somebody tells us to get out, or somebody says go back there and sit in the back, or when somebody calls you forward and says, hey, come and have a seat up front. Just kind of check and see how it makes you feel inside. And then at that time you say, this is happening to Siddhartha, it's not happening to me, I'm pure soul. Keep in that awareness. Be in that awareness. So that if we are on. Yes, well, it's an insult. When you're insulted is a totally different thing. This is a very subtle stuff going on inside. Of course, when you're insulted, that is pride will arise, and then the anger will arise in protection of it. But we are talking about the subtle stuff that is happening with reference to your inner sense of superiority, or your inner sense of entitlement versus rejection of what you think should, the way you should have been treated. This is 1985. Dada went to some place where there was the darshan place was closed. So Dada just stood there. So everybody stood around Dada. Dada says, "What about darshan now?" He says, "Krupadev is in the cave inside there, right?" Okay, let us do one more darshan now. Dada did the vidhi. That is the vidhi in front of everybody. And then he said, Krupadev Kasi. Open, yes. Then people got the exact Krupadev's darshan in Dada only. people had gone for the darshan of Prabhupada, Srimad Rajchandra, but the place was closed. So Dada stood there and he did Abhidhi, and then everybody had the darshan of Prabhupada in Dada only. And the entire atmosphere changed completely. So I think when he reads, right, we're going to probably read it here. And so, wow. And so then people realized that they made a big mistake because they let them know that the Dada was here and they did not let him in. Six people had left. So the Dada made them all do bhav darshan, intent darshan. Dada standing there of Krupadev. So then Dada says, okay, now they are allowing us, so let's go now. So in a natural way, they all went and did the darshan of Srimad Rajchandra's murti, the pictures. So the Gnani is so flexible. The darshan of real Krupadev, the image was exactly the same that we had the previous day with Dada, as we opened our eyes. We had the same darshan. It was the same picture. And so it happened this way in 1985. And this same thing happened in Balaji and in Tirupati. What happened in Tirupati? Nirupati. And it looks like you guys don't want to read the book. So somebody is asking, tell us what happened in Tirupati. We went there in 1971. Bhaskar Bhai and Jaibir Bhai and all were there. And we had gone by cars. There were four cars. They were all junkie cars. The cars were like not very good. We had arranged one car. We had arranged in such a way so that Dada can lie down in one of the cars. We had made one car special for Dada in 1971, but they were all just chalupis, you know. There was one Dada's car and one other car. There were total four in number. You see, there were no train there, so he says, why don't we just get the cars, because if they are the other. And somebody had bought a car for 3,500 rupees, 1971. So, for 3,500 rupees. And so Dimple is, he just say, you are a proper Vanya, you are a proper businessman. Oh, this is Milan, one of the boys. Take his photograph, because he made a comment about, oh, only 3,500. My scooter is more expensive now. And then we went to, then we start the car in Mumbai. Who was the driver of Dada? Ramesh Bhai, Niruma's oldest brother, was driving the car of Dada. And so the brothers were driving. They're all Niruma's brother. All of them junkie cars. Every 50 miles, one car will break down. One car is going, another one will break down. And so, and you know, Dada would just watch all of these scenes. And that's how we went to Balaji, Tirupati. Then we did not know there are such huge lines over there, that the night before you have to stand in line to do the darshan of Tirupati, Lord Tirupati. And we reached there in the evening. And then we slept. In the morning, we rested. We had our breakfast and then we went. Went there. Then we found out it's huge lines. And then everybody tells us, you can go in line, everybody's telling us. He says, if you enter the line now, and so then you will reach it there by noon tomorrow night, and tomorrow, not today. Dada says, we cannot stand in such a long line, can we? No, that's not good for us. Somebody says, if you pay 100 rupees each, then you'll get a special line. So there were 30 of us. Dada multiplied 100 by 30, Because Dada says, how can we do such kind of bribes? 100 times 30,000. No, we can't give this kind of bribe, Dada says. So what shall we do now? Dada says, don't worry. He says, we will bring Lord Tirupati outside and do his darshan. Everybody became very happy. Wow, the Lord is going to come out. So we had brought all kinds of stuff, like, why the flowers and the garlands. And there are five or six guys. They said, we have come all the way here and we can't do... You think we can do an outside darshan? We have to do the darshan inside. Five or six did not listen to Dada. So they went into the line. Yeah, they went to the line. Then others, they said, no, we are not going. We're still with Dada. There is a Ashok stump, like a big pillar there. There's a big pillar there. And there is a nice step there. Like Dada says, clean this area here nicely. And then keep all of those things. And then Dada did the vidhi, sat down and did the vidhi. Says, bolo now. Say jai to dham dham. We all got the darshan of Tirupati.
Exact.
We were all very happy. Because we have seen everything in Dada, we don't need to see this. This is our Lord here. And then we started singing, just we went back. And then we enjoyed the area, then we did satsang in the place with Dada, everything. And then we had dinner in the night, etc. And as we were sitting, with Dada, and we're just sitting around, and that group that had gone for darshan, Dada says, have they come back yet? Because Dada says, no, they are not back yet, Dada. Then we have to Natukaka. There was one guy sitting there next to Natukaka was sitting. Natukaka says, hey, come here. He's just some guy. Do the darshan of this Lord. He's God here sitting, that little pointing at Dada. He's God. Come do the darshan. And so he started talking about that he's a manifest God, he's got the Gnani, he's the whole works. And so the guy, very nice, he came inside. He asked Dada, hey, then he says, have you done the darshan? Dada says, we did darshan out of this world. You did the laukik darshan, the worldly darshan. We did the out of the world darshan. And then Dada related the story. He says, then afterwards, now this fellow was one of the organizers of this entire Tirupati Balaji area. He was in the construction department. When he listened to, he's like Chirag, you know, here somebody in charge of this construction. He says, oh, you mean you came all the way from Bombay and you couldn't do the darshan yet? And so how can we let you go without darshan? No, you are such a great being is here and you cannot not do darshan. No, we look bad. No, you cannot go without darshan. I'll get you all to the darshan, he says. Okay, all right, we don't have any difficulty. Okay, so you touch Dada's feet, you just stay here, I'll arrange everything for you. In 15-20 minutes he came back and said, I'll take you through the back door. And so take the whole group and 25 of us, we all just went through the back door, bypass everything. And we, it was when, as we were bypassing, we were seeing, you know what? He just broke the line of the darshan. He put a hold on us. Then for 15 minutes break he put. For 15 minutes we were inside the Lord in the inner sanctum sanctorum of Tirupati Balaji with Dada and Tirupati Balaji there. And even if we wanted to lay flat in front of him, we could do everything. And this, otherwise you have to be shoved around and just, but we just did it a beautiful darshan. We had our time with the Lord, with Dada. We did whatever we wanted to do. Yes, they even put the feet of the Tirupati Lord on your head. And then we came back and then we were just relaxing. And then at midnight, those other people came after this. Because it's we tell them we had double dual darshan, the real darshan, out of this world darshan with Dada, and then we had the 15 minutes darshan again, the VIP darshan. So now, do you know when you leave Dada, you don't can know what happens. You stick around Dada, don't move away from Dada. So this is what happened. We had a great fun that day, says Neruma. It was Neruma. Dada has said that if somebody tells me to get on 27 times and get out 27 times, I am the same. For how many times Neruma, what is Neruma's count? Why don't you try, Neruma says, for me. Put me in and out. I also want to put myself to test. Why don't you try it? Okay, so the Vidhi time, my friends, with our Gnani in Calcutta. What? Trying to awaiting the arrival of Deepak. Jai Sachidananda Sat Deepak Bhai. Jai Sachidananda, all Ahmedabad Mahatma, Jai Sachidananda from Calcutta Mahatma. Okay, so he says, study the chapter on the interferences of the intellect on Aptamani 10. When Deepak Bhai comes, we are going to discuss that. Okay, interference is with intellect. Okay, okay. The VCD is continuing, by the way. So we come back to that page 275, was it? Yeah, right. It's on this side, way out. On this side. I think Gurutam. Way out. 375. Yeah. And so, 375. One more. No, still ahead. This is in a Deepak was doing satsang. So Deepak Bhai was doing satsang. I was just telling Nirma. Somebody telling the new watchman says tells Nirma, ladies not allowed this way. yes. Just 2 minutes. Because I'm requesting you, please let me go. You know, this boy was doing something. Nirma, no, come. Ladies not allowed here. Please. I mean, I'll just go there and come back. I mean, please. Nope. The watchman telling, because watchman not recognizing Nirma. Yeah, go upstairs and get the permission and come back. There is, Nirma says, there is not even a father god up there. There is no boss over there. There is nobody there. How can I go up there? And Sanjay was watching the whole show. Even the watchman was such that he wouldn't even listen to Sanjay. He says he was not allowed because it was ladies not allowed. Deepak, even then Hansa came. No, even you cannot go in because this is Deepak Bhai only with the men. Kiran was there. And then one of the boys came and said, this is Niruma, do you know who this is? Because I was just, and on that day, because it was she was wearing a kurta pajama, because Niruma was wearing a sari, because it was a day of, Deepak Bhai's day was with the boys satsang only, so. Then Niruma said, this watchman is sincere. And this is one sincere watchman. Then later, then Kiran. Hey, this is Niruma. Better let him go. Yeah, and he says, why don't you touch your feet? And that's not guy. The guy says, oh no guy. He touched her feet, and so the guard also touched Niruma's feet. As soon as I entered, everybody started doing SMJ Jekar Ho. Oh, kya ho gaya? What did I do to Niruma? And so Niruma just come to do the vidhi for the boys, you see. He says, the other guy says, do the pagat, touch his feet again. I guess it's so they're telling him just touch Niruma's feet again. So Niruma had this garland. She takes it out and she's putting into. She says, no, it'll get dirty. I become too dirty. You can't put it on me. Niruma was giving that garland to the watchman. I missed that one. The volume is low. The Lord of the 14 worlds had manifest in Dada. What is Dada's Kumari? What is that inner Kumari? Dada's Kumari was so great. I have the same Kumari, I have the same. He says, because of all of you have come in front of me, that my Gnan is manifesting. Because on the basis of you all, my knowledge is manifesting. In other words, we have tremendous wonder, Niruma, that this is all happening. Okay, let's go. Says no. I'm this side. Instead of going to Ambaji, our mother is here only, goddess. We don't need to go to Ambaji. Ambaji, which is this famous place of goddess Amba. Our mother is here only. Yeah, there is a tremendous grace of Dada in this place, says Niruma. Foundation of Akram Vignan is the heading. Here, hold it. Yeah. Yes. The foundation of Akram Vignan is to remain Lagutam and maintain Abhed Drashti, the vision of oneness. So no separation with anyone. To keep the vision of oneness, Abhed Drashti, with all living beings is in the entire universe is verily the foundation of Akram Vignan. This Vignan is not without a foundation. All other activities, Kriyas, are happening automatically and they continue mechanically. There is a big difference between vision, drashti and mechanical, that which is happening by itself. Vision is the main thing and the mechanical part is a different thing altogether. The one who has not received or experienced the vision of becoming a disciple of the whole world cannot become a Mahavir. The one who has not received or experienced the vision of becoming a disciple of the whole world cannot become a disciple of the whole world, a Mahavir, the fully enlightened. It is the vision of becoming the disciple of the whole, a disciple of young children, the foolish and all the rest of the people. Liberation with the Lagutam ego is the heading question on page 377. How do you define Lagutam? Is bringing our ego to a zero level considered being Lagutam? Dadashi says the ego remains the same, but it is also an ego to say I am the smaller than everyone. Lagu means I am small. Lagutar means I am even smaller than small. And Lagutam means everyone is bigger than me. That too is a kind of an ego, is it not? Now the world is based on the ego of Gurutam, which is the intent of becoming bigger than everyone. It is a belief of I am greater than everyone. This verily is the cause of worldly life, sansar. Whereas with a Lagutam ego, one goes towards attaining liberation moks. Lagutam ego means to conduct interactions in worldly life with the intent I am smaller than everyone. That will take him towards liberation. By believing I am greater than everyone, one enters into race course. Niruma says this, you see, when you are lower than the lowest, then it does not let you enter into a race course of life, competitiveness. When you can say, this is all oneness, I'm one with the other, I'm one with the other. Until you see everybody as a pure soul, you cannot attain the Abhed or the oneness vision. And so the easiest way of attaining oneness is to become lower than the lowest, smaller than the smallest, and then he is a pure soul. By relative viewpoint, smaller than the smallest, and in the real, he is a pure soul. Next. There is no race course there. It is the belief of the ego needs to be changed. The ego believes that I am something. And if the ego's belief comes lower and lower and lower, pardon me, then it is the Bhava's belief, the middleman. You're going to keep on telling him, who do you think is doing this? Who is the doer here? Who is this person who has come? And that is, our entire Purusharth will be focused on the Bhava, the ignorant one who has taken over this role of I'm something.
Okay.
It's everywhere. You just say in everyone, I am only, I am present in him, in her, in here, everywhere I am. Is it not my soul only? That's who I am. I'm pure, sir. I'm pure, so the other person is pure. You see, the moment you say I'm pure, the other person is pure. Pure soul. But it is the intellect that divides. Oh, I am Siddharth and he is Shuddha or Vinod. The other says the other person will make divide for sure because he only has got the intellect, but you have prajna. You have the You do not have to have the expectation of oneness from him. The oneness begins from you. The oneness, the movement towards oneness begins from you. Even if he tries to divide, you should try to go into oneness. Even if he tries to divide, you should go towards oneness. And we know when you see his faults, if you let the intellect start seeing his faults, then it's not going to work. In the relative, as soon as you see the pure soul, he says, in the pure soul, it is I only in him. What is Laghuttam ego? Does that mean the ego has gone to zero, Laghuttam? Is the ego gone down to near zero level? Nirvana says, Deepak Bhai says, we are not trying to keep the... He says, this is a very beautiful answer from Deepak Bhai. We are not trying to make the ego zero. If we move away from the belief that I am Gayatri, the ego will become at zero automatically, see? You don't have to do anything to make that ego zero. Move away from this belief that I am Siddharth. You see, a cloth is nothing but a whole bunch, a very big roll of one thread, is it not? And you see, how many threads are going to pull in order to make this thing vanish? It is on the belief complex, and it is the most important thing, is the belief. If the child does not have any belief, as soon as the child gets born, he says, oh, you're Rajni, you're Rajni, you're Siddharth, you're Siddharth, you're Siddharth. The external world is the nimit that gives him the ignorance. There, you are my little boy, I'm going to call you Brian. Hello, Brian. He says, when you lose one body with one belief, and the new body is a scribe, your old stuff is still there with your... because you had kashais within you in the past life, that you had to take another birth in this life, and then again somebody gives you another name. So you are nothing but this doll of wrong belief. You are the toy of wrong belief only. Now he's gone into a totally different thing. How should one raise a child? The Deepak Bhai says, well, that is depending upon the account of the boy. If the parents have taken gnan, then it makes a lot of difference. From the very childhood, if the parents can see the little one as a pure soul, then the rag dvesh will decrease towards the little baby or the boy, and the little one will grow up very nicely. And if there is nothing but dada's talks going in the home, then the child will be raised with very good gnan. Then he can catch an agram vignan very fast. Okay, that's the end of it. Thank you. What was the page? We will. In the page 376.